at 6:30 in the evening.
And Donald will be here to continue the story at those times tomorrow. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's now 11 o'clock and time for the first of this week's Late Junctions with Max Reinhardt.
Thank you very much, John. I've only recently heard any of the music of the late American composer and cellist Arthur Russell. He's reckoned by Philip Glass to be one of the most gifted and enigmatic composers of the 70s and the 80s. But the music's got under my skin, so each night this week I'm going to play a section from Instrumentals, a 48-hour-long orchestral work that was Russell's first major work in the minimalist idiom. He wrote that his desire was to simulate the popular radio sound using drums and combine it with the current modes of avant-garde musical thought and practice. This is track 5 of Instrumentals Volume 1, recorded in 1975 at the Kitchen Performance Space in downtown Manhattan.
Thank you.
A Vida a Vida by Marconi Notaro, a track from his album No Sobrino dos Metazoarios, or Some Sub-Kingdom of the Metazoarios. Marconi died in obscurity, leaving behind 7 published books of poetry and that solitary album. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. You can get in touch if you so wish by any number of means. Email late.junction@bbc.co.uk, text 83111, or tweet us at BBC Radio 3. Now, Indian wedding bands are a glorious fusion of diverse musical traditions when Western brass instruments, along, of course, with the clarinet, as you'll hear, play music from a variety of Indian traditions. The musicians of the Jaipur Kawa Brass Band were chosen from the cream of the Rajasthani players by tabla player and musical director Hamid Khan Kawa. Here they are enjoying a Bollywood moment, Mang Chali. Little Brown Box by Jackie Leven. It's funny, I only ever knew him as a young, hopeful, talented musician. But over the last 20 years, until his death last year, with his songs Jackie chronicled the inner lives of what his friend and fellow Kingdom of Fife native Ian Rankin described as disappointed, hard men. While we're thinking about music from Scotland, let me remind you about our live Lake Junction broadcast from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe this August. You can come along and join our audience on Tuesday the 21st and Thursday 23rd of August, when Verity Sharp will be introducing artists from both the main festival and the Fringe in two live broadcasts from the BBC's own venue at Potterrow. Tickets are free, and all you need to do is to go to bbc.co.uk/tickets, click on radio shows, and apply there. If you don't have internet access, call the BBC Studio Audience Line on 0370 901 1227. That's 0370 901 1227. Broadcasts start at 11 o'clock, of course, and end at 12:30. Last Thursday night, I played a movement from Beethoven's Last Piano Sonata, Opus 111, and a listener emailed in referring me to a quote from pianist Wilhelm Kempff. Beethoven, whose ears could no longer hear earthly sounds, was chosen to enable us to hear that which the ear cannot perceive. American experimental composer Alvin Lucier is also interested in such exploration, admittedly on the sonic rather than the spiritual plane. He's fascinated by the resonance of spaces, phase interference between closely tuned pitches, and the transmission of sound through physical media. This is one of the pieces from his epic sound installation work, Still and Moving Lines of Silence in Families of Hyperbolas. The fourth part, Voice, featuring Rebecca Armstrong.
Thank you.
The fourth part of Alvin Lucier's Still and Moving Lines of Silence in Families of Hyperbola, voice featuring Rebecca Armstrong. Alvin described it as a sound installation in which a pure sound wave slowly sweeps above and below a fixed wave, causing crests of sound to move back and forth between two loudspeakers. Yes, indeed, this feels just like the right time to tell you about the Music Walk project that BBC Proms have created this summer as part of the Cage Centenary celebrations. Inspired by Cage's work Music Walk and reflecting his interest in soundscape and image, 10 pieces of music by 10 different composers have been commissioned, inspired by 10 locations close to the Royal Albert Hall. The 10 works are available for download, and if you're in the area, look out for special signs in the Albert Hall locale which will provide further information about each composition and site. Log on to bbc.co.uk/proms/cage for the music downloads, full details and the music walk map. Then you can listen on your headphones while you do the walk. Back in 1987, Ramzi Abu Ridwan was famously photographed as an 8-year-old boy lobbing stones at Israeli tanks, an icon of the First Intifada or Palestinian Uprising. 25 years later, music has become his most potent tool of cultural expression and resistance. He's now the leader of the Palestine National Ensemble of Arabic Music and a virtuoso bouzouk player. This is Sans Adresse from his new album, Reflections of Palestine.
Thank you. should have got a better bed, better for your head, better heads need shut eye.
Shut Eye by Stealing Sheep, a band from Liverpool filled with musical adventurers who conspire to bring about a joyful incarnation of a psychedelic folk marching band. They were all up to their necks in cascading harmonies as well. Here's another burst of purest happiness. At least that's what the Daily Telegraph wrote about this piece when it was first played in London in 1921. The Scherzo from Fritz Kreisler's String Quartet in A minor, performed by the Delme Quartet. Thank you. Russ Hartenberger and Steve Reich performing clapping music. Reich wanted to create a piece of music that needed no instruments beyond the human body and wrote it to be entirely performed by hand clapping, basing it on a variation on an African bell pattern in 12-8. For full details of all the music I'm playing tonight online, just find the Lake Junction page amongst the BBC Radio 3 web pages, and from there you can get to see our playlists or even listen again to this programme whenever you wish over the next 7 days. And you can email us, late.junction@bbc.co.uk, text us on 83111 or tweet us at BBC Radio 3. And people have been doing those things. For example, we've had a text in from Pete at Southsea, who was listening to that Alvin Lucia piece I played, Still a Moving Lines of Silence. Blimey, Max, he says, this will give me tinnitus. That's what he's saying. Other people thought it was a Tuesday night ear treat. Other people thought that it was just amazing. Glorious electronic whistles. And to the listener who texted in, that's Richard from Surbiton, asking if Radio 3 can devote 8 days to Schubert, isn't it reasonable to suggest a mere quarter of that time for Mr. Russell's magnum opus? That was the 48-hour piece instrumentals that I mentioned at the beginning of the programme. Well, we will be playing little bits of it all through Lake Junction this week. Now, it's time for I Fagiolini. They have a new CD out, 1612 Italian Vespers. From it, here's Palestrina's Que est Ista, a setting from the Song of Songs for five single voices, directed by Robert Hollingworth, with Anna Crooks and Claire Wilkinson singing the top two parts.
Thank you.
A 1973 track from Gilberto Gil, Zo Quiero Un Zodo. Last weekend, his Back to Black festival rolled into London from Rio, and Old Billingsgate Fish Market was alive and alluring, filled with Brazilian art, dance and music, and a great set from Gilberto and Jorge Ben. Tomorrow night is appearing in the Barbican Hall with the London Symphony Orchestra in a session they're going to call Strings and Rhythm Machines. At the English National Opera from tomorrow night, on the other hand, until Saturday, you can see Damon Albarn's opera about the quintessential Elizabethan Renaissance man, Dr. D, directed by the ever-fascinating Rufus Norris. The musical ensemble features Tony Allen, Damon's long-term collaborator, and indeed before that, Fela Kuti's and Afrobeat's original drummer and band leader. Here he is, playing a piece from the opera called Preparation. Scoobs in Colombia by the almost veteran London electronic dance duo Andy Turner and Ed Handley, better known as Plaid. There they were mixing dance floor beats with Latino samples a good decade before the rest of the pack caught up. And you can catch up with them on the Lake Junction stage at the Latitude Festival on Sunday the 9th of July when they'll be playing a late night set which will sort out the dance music fans from the multicoloured sheep. As if on cue, here's My Stranger by producer and solo performer Memotone.
See a bunch of wet creatures, look at them on the run. The carnival traffic noise, it sinks into the splashing. Even the ducks can groove, rain bathing in the parkside pool. And I'm leaning on my windowsill, digging everything. And are you too?
Well, so far the rain just can't keep out of the picture this summer. Maybe it was always the case. That was the Jimi Hendrix Experience, taking a cosmic look at summer rain back in 1968. Rainy Day, Dream Away from the Electric Ladyland album. Moving from one of the most influential guitarists of all time to one of the most influential compositions of the 15th century with its freely composed bass line, here's the Gloria from Missa Caput, performed by Gothic Voices, directed by Christopher Page.
Gloria in excelsis Deo, et haec in terras omnibus pone voluntas.
Modulo Quattro, a monophonic piece from 1967 by Italy's iconic gruppo NPS, or Nuove Proposte Sonoro, New Sound Proposals. And their analogue electronics seems somehow to have brought us to the end of Late Junction for tonight. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. Stay tuned for Through the Night with John Shea, but right now I'll leave you with an idyllic song from Sudan, which dates from the late 1930s. Ashikto Shadin, I'm in love with a charming lady, sung by Assam Al-Tayeb. Good night, and thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. It's just over a month ago now that we were marking 50 years since the consecration of the rebuilt Coventry Cathedral after its destruction in the Second World War. And today I'm starting the programme with the music that Benjamin Britten wrote for that occasion. His War Requiem intersperses among the Latin text of the Requiem Mass nine poems by Wilfred Owen, who was killed in the First World War. On the title page, Britten quoted Owen, "My subject is war and the pity of war." The intended lineup of soloists at that 1962 premiere was to have been symbolic: Galina Vishnevskaya, Peter Piers, and Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, Russian, British, and German. In the event, sadly, Cold War politics stopped Vishnevskaya taking part, and Heather Harper stood in at short notice. This performance of Britten's War Requiem comes from a part of the world where the piece still has a particular relevance. It was given this time last year in South Korea.
Thank you. fluttering rifles rapid rattle, and pattern out there is still for their sons. Oh, mockeries for them from prayers, old bells. Nor any voice of mourning save the choirs, the shrill demented choirs of wailing shells. And bugles calling for them through sad chimes. What can mourners may be held to sleep them all?
Thank you.